It's the right understanding. It means with Abraham in a text in the Old Testament. When we find it, the Pascha integrated into the text of the Torah, in the same order I have to say when in the compartment. But according to the Torah, we don't understand what the Abraham means. It's just a thing, it's not the Abraham. It's starting to go to the Abraham, to go in the way of the Abraham. It's not the Abraham. So what is the Abraham? It is quite evident that it is. The Russian of the time is agreed on the basic question. How are we to treat the four questions, the four parts here? There is one way to treat, or there are two ways to treat. Do the four parts here belong? I would say, identically, in very uniform order of thought and commitment. Let's not fear, no, let's not forget that the four parts was narrated, what did they narrate the four parts? There is a spirit in the four parts. There is a charisma. There is a spirit. The four parts of narrated. What is it about? And what are the parts concerned?
Direction.
And the next of the video, the right upon us, making those lengthy speech of his that Mr. Abbott speaks, and that another one speaks of this. As a matter of fact, the feeling differ. There is one feeling on our right and there is one feeling on our left. They differ in what they are. One feeling consists of four heads and another feeling of three heads. What do the two feelings represent? What is the interrelation? What step is the interrelation? That is the duality of order, and I get it something that to me. That there have been some emphasis.
Greater than the other. He never greater than his sister.
If this was the case of two ladies, young ladies, who were walking side by side together, apparently, and in speaking of equality. Who then is the traitor? She who her friend accompanied to her house. And so is really following her. Similarly, in the case of the testator, we find the parent statue, which is a text. Then in the case of the red heifer, we also come across the word statue. In which then is the traitor? The red heifer, the paradigm. For those who meet the testator, I mean the particular state, in the former testator, in the first Quran, we meet the refining method. As it is said, for the unclean, they shall taste of the effect of the burning of the house. And in this way, we say the harvest of the loving salvation, the letter of the hell, the name of the Tessa. Kuto, the poor name of Kuto, meet the Lord, a poor, the little Tessa, a prison Lord, the name of the Lord to the Atomary, the Akar of Rafa Tahapo. Let us first understand the midrash verbatim. The Pesach table, for instance, last time, yesterday, we read from the Torah.
But analyzing the situation in a rapid and just so far, pass through? Because why do you attempt to decrease your mechatos? For what purpose? Decreasing your mechatos is not a purpose in itself. It's not a mixture for faith, an independent mixture. It's in order to qualify the person for another performance, namely the sharing in the form of Pesha. So therefore, so first sharing is Pesha should be considered the interest, the leading lady, and the old lady, the queen, and the mechatos, the attendant. Therefore, because teleologically, Michael Taylor, the mechatos is due to us. To the mixture test. But anyway, I cannot argue with you now. Now that we've been with this is the way the method is interpreted in terms of sickness and time. The sickness and time is the core only some spread in the form of the let us understand. Let us understand. But this is not important for us. What's important is that the problem is not. Meet the other group. Who is the great one? Who is more outstanding? Who is more important? Who is more significant? What bothers the narrative? The only philosophical problem is the narrative. It is the narrative which is being to resolve. It's stupid to have defined it is the most immediate and rigid and anything. And perhaps it's also important to our time. The semantics, and I'm going to tell you something that you all know. But as I told you in the beginning, I formulated differently, and I played against the opinion in the beginning. But the talking sound is very old, it is known to you. The semantics of the term super is according to our tradition, historical and text tradition. It appeared the first time in the potential super. The pulpit, the manner in which I'm going to explain into a story quoted by Rashid at the beginning of Tarsha Sutta and by Maimonides in the last Aloha, where? Last Aloha Sutta to the US is the semantics of Sutta in accordance with the tradition in administrated by the and it says, change, it's voted by all the things in the power. Kukol itself, Rashi says the power of the speech. Rashi says the power in the beginning of Kukol, and there is almost an idea. And the same one is used by the Rambam. Kukol itself, the preacher, is the Satan and our enemy's thought. Within it, saying what is this phenomenon and what is the reason for it. That person is in Israel and is hidden for it. On this account, because of that, the scripture uses the term Sukkot. The term Sukkot, they put up a terror, implying it is a law ordained by me, the capital. And we have no right to examine or to criticize it. The Elohim of the Chief, we have a rational. Consequently, so what is Kukol? Kukol is related to the absolute norm or to the ultimate intent. Now let me see, what we understand under an absolute norm or an ultimate imperative, what do you understand by it? I believe what we understand under the term super absolute norm or ultimate imperative, we understand kingship. No. Unalterability and universal. The validity of the Kukkot, of the absolute norm, is independent Appropriation of Petra.
You know, the signal of the situation of ethics, you know, that. Well, I think it's sort of an afternoon. The people is completely independent of situation of Petra. Be the Petra, be there. Be there, political, economic. Be there, sociological, cultural. The people is independent of them. The transient need of society, or the volatile intellectual climate, and the three very structures, all of those factors have no bearing upon the truth. The truth of self is the latter. The latter is known in all circumstances, always and everywhere. This is a description of the term Hupo, is Hupo is to be equated with the absolute God, and that they are saying in Hebrew to the Hupo with the absolute God. It means, what is the first trait of this Hupo? What is the first characteristic of this Hupo? What is it? Unalterability and universality. And I believe the certain world we're dealing with will describe what universality means, what unalterability means. They would say, on the other thing we have for us, we all know it from the other side. We let up the line from other. They are here saying, let us. Where shall I go from thy spirit? And I would add one word, and from thy people. But where shall I flee from thee and thy law? If I ascend up into heaven, and I land on a distant star, millions and billions of miles away, thou art there, and so is your command. If I meet my dead in the bottomless depth, thou art there, and so is thy people. It is impossible to flee from God, it's also impossible to flee from the law. The law of ethics. The right righteousness is set up. The law of the man. The gentleman. The theological vision for this equation which can be traced to Hazar, to Seraphim. The theological reason for this equation by our rabbi as people and absolute one is, in my opinion, is the following. Quotation in Hebrew, the verb, okay, the verb, to the title, come, regrading. Or forming by incision, figures or letters on a hard, sharp surface, such as metal or stone. Then I'll supply you with attention. Supply them within an hour, hour and a half, not half, being at the end of their life, and at the heart. Then I'll supply you with attention. I am raising you upon the palms of my head. Sensitive castella mixed on land, and greatest in application for thyself, in the rack. Brother of the prophet in here, the musician in the book to you, I say, is Bowser, the seraph, Loa, the king of the potatoes.
Well, that my words were now written, they are graven in your heart, and the most important is with you forever. What does it mean? A strict fine incision on a hard surface is relatively so, protected against the destructive harm held at times. It's so thick, it has long and healing. Focus means allegory, building, legislation, permanently binding, legislation of uninterrupted validity. Joseph, you have to see the difference. It should be engraved in the rock forever. So the word topic is to be understood forever. Not just. It won't deal with the French and sleep, so you must use the term topic. You will use the term topic. Topic means permanently. Permanently, it's important, doesn't it? That's permanently. I'm changing it, I'm altering it. The authoritative was the Decalogue, who was engraved and two tablets of stone. Why? Is it actually both sides of lighter material? Why did he charge Moses the mission of climbing the mount and carrying two heavy tablets of stone? What does the movement represent? The idea of stability and permanency. It's quite interesting. The once Moses who was confronted to this primitive, wild, pagan dance around the golden calf, he snagged the golden calf. Again, why? For the power of reason. The people forgot the first commandment. I am thy God, who will do 40 days. So what is the use of presenting them with this commandment graven on stone, engraven on stone? Till they left the basic strength of the Jewish language. Therefore, the term case for Cooper, as you say, it's a mastery of terror, is related not only to the moral law, but to the natural law as well. The Bible identifies the natural law with the moral law by calling both order, the moral order and the natural order, Cooper. You have a possibility, you remember a possibility? Yes, correct. Okay. Oh, this is the Sidney Lyon Kittery. The way he thinks to the sea is the cream. The father, initially. If the Kittery means the other, so then he approaches the foundation of the earth. The reason. nature is to say that nature was in a violent state of mind. And then she had revealed in it, the state of ours, the order, the stability which prevails in nature. And the municipality which prevails among the people. The second reason why the natural law is also to understand what is virtue. Because the natural law is unalterable, there are no exceptions, no surprises. The natural law is reliable, predictable. And in the world presenting you, the night of the eye, the planet to them, and the distant star. That's the one that says, the world says is applicable to the moral of the nature, because both are unalterable in the universe. Each of them has the same nature. They are the same. By the words of the seven sisters, and the seven masters of the world, who is unalterability and the universal. The future of our own is then and yet. Now there is a second thing which I understand, which comes under the seven sisters, and also in absolute law. And as a matter of fact, you should tell me that, what is it? Well, what do you understand by Buddhism? What do you understand by Buddhism? You know what Buddhism is, if you cry out there, what do you say by it? It says, when you set out faith, the certain savior character of the world, and the savior, the savior of society has not done it. But this is not exactly what is understood at the popular level by people. What's understood by people at the popular level? Are they fine? What? I'm curious, eh? Yes. What I want to do today. The second thing I understand is the proper thing is that the absolute law requires proper commitment. And proper commitment entails a strange paradoxical act of surrender or suspension. If I may use the picture of the Bible's name, maybe it's beautiful, but in this context. Suspension of the law, of the human order, of the human action. The commitment to the super is such. The mission is suffering is unintelligible. I'll give you an example, your life. The commitment of the son to a father or a brother to a mother is not a certain one. It is one of our in terms of many purposes. The commitment of a child to a child is the most special. The commitment of a child to a child is the most unintelligible commitment. Then, and the commitment is very likely required of us to stick it to this topic. Importantly, unintelligible. I commit myself, 3 o'clock, in law, even though this law has been vetoed many times by my wish. The force that motivated the legislator to expose the people to comply with such a law is a mystery, a revolution. What they have demanded from us, basically, what they have demanded from us. And let's not forget that we are rational beings. So what is the force What do you The divine presence is within man. And what reflects the beauty of man, which is the result of divine presence in man. Of course, the ego is that. And what reflects the beauty of man, which is the result of divine presence in man. Of course, the Eucharistia given is the real world. And the matter of fact, my mind is insisting upon that. The reality of man is human, is identical with the Lord. This alone will abound in all, indeed, the capacity. But stubborn wheels. I think there are lots of things here. There are so many of them. We should above and beyond most intellectual senses and following them. It's good. What I was saying, I don't want to repeat your story. This is the central essence of your life. This mysterious wheel, this stubborn wheel, this wheel which is truth. When my mind speaks about two wheels, it doesn't mean the pragmatic wheel, but the stubborn wheel, which is truth. To make the decision without consulting the law. In the world, in the center of the spiritual personality, the sovereign, you will attain not the proud, pragmatic interest. The human center needs to be understood in voluntaristic category, not in rationalistic category. I am man because I will not be. And I think it's very hard, but it's not for me. Because I knew I have the capacity to do it. And I can implement my will. That's what makes me mad. Not always, this is a matter of experience, not always does man allegedly, irrational being, act intelligently. Sometimes he acts unintelligently. And everybody knows that experience is satisfied. We support intelligibility, the interpreter. And you can tell them mercantile is not much of that. As a matter of fact, the most basic decisions, the most ones, are made from here. Suddenly, you will do it 3 seconds. You respond to what? The mother of Israel commands with sons from within, not from without, but from within. He initiation which goes on like a light on a far horizon in the blue to the night. Somehow, I can't figure it out, I can't understand it, I can't explain it, I cannot understand it myself, but I'm determined to do so. But some wiseness on the far horizon is giving me direction. And guiding me. And this will, this increasing will, defies suffering, attend all attempts at rationalization, or perfectionism. The figure of creation for things to know that now it is not that. The figure of things to know. Calling off. Or perfection. Figure of perfection. Those are basic decisions in this life. Figure of perfection. Or correction of things. What is basic decisions? Or a major financial problem, and you have to give it up. Or a military play, or state affair. All those decisions are reached intuitively, without addressing the one choice, and without addressing the nature, without addressing any nature to the intellect. Later, the intellect finds and types of strength. Let me make a pleasure to Johnny Conway, but thought in cognitive analysis. It motivates the intellect, but is never motivated by the intellect. It wills because it doesn't will. Not because it wants to get outside of the world. It wills because it doesn't will. There is no need for an explanation. Why the sovereign will? Will. The mystics frequently employ the phrase to show all of their family affection. And then the pure sovereign will reveals and sitting out by the divine will that the world emerges. The realization of the will is the final goal, the ultimate end. Nothing else outside of the will matters. It's an unmotivated will. It's a will which motivates others, but itself is a will. This Rosenelion, according to the Kabbalists, flows from Kepler to the highest spirit. The crown resting on the head is the crown rests on the head. So the crown is above Chokhmah Bina knowledge. Because Chokhmah Bina does are centered in the cerebrum, in the brain. And if I take the Kesher and I put it on myself, it means the Kesher power of a Chokhmah Bina, of a knowledge. And what is the Kesher? It's not one. It's not the pure sovereign will. This will, because, and there was no need for any motivation. Of course, that's why the mystic spoke of citizens of the will, of the Russian Aeon, which flows from Kepler, and the Russian Apostle, which flows from Chokhmah Bina Das. The first one is an unmotivated will, the second one is a motivated will of Chokhmah Bina Das. Of course, the two wills, which stay the same, merge into one absolute unity in the Almighty. The two opposites find their reconciliation in it. That's why the Polish retain their pocket. There is no conflict as far as Almighty is concerned. However, as regards man, the Almighty has granted him the Russian attachment as well as the Russian Aeon. Of course, the intelligible, motivated will, and the unintelligible, unmotivated will, and man between you. My token are in conflict. Correct. They collide with each other. It depends upon man. If he wants to identify himself with the Russian attack thing, with the law of you, the motivated will, then he of the social experience will be utilitarian, pragmatic, practical. However, if he wants to be, if he is out for greatness, he has to identify himself with the absolute, with the supreme will, with the top will. It does not mean, but that it does not reach out for any problem, for any secret, for any problem. He decides because it decides. It wills because it wills. The realization of the will is the ultimate end. Do you have time? The other way around, keep the money. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Law between Russian Aeon, the sovereign will, and the pragmatic will, знать просто каббалистические. In my opinion, the doctrine found is echoed in our work. Take for instance in institution, a lot of institutions, such as a smart. What is that smart to you? What is that smart to you? A master means overconfidence. All a deep overconfidence in delegating any transaction. He means, that my consent is to act with it. There was no fault, there was no consent to do so, there was no mistake, there was no error, there was no way of overconfidence, and in his ability and skills. And this element of overconfidence is delegating in agreement to contact. He said, my person, I am interested to play cards. So I say, I play myself, yes. No, 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 I just forget about underworld. The underworld collapsed. And the world does not collapse. Right? He doesn't speak the agreement. The thing is to my indebtedness, to the leader, not being forced to be. Right? To be our local cause of the world. There was no connection. There were no errors. No misinformation. What was wrong? What was wrong with Master Nathaniel? What was wrong? Ah! When you say, you didn't want to lose, you might see it. You got to not even mitigate the surface. What is wrong? Let me give you another example, not a question. The only institution of a Torah today. Correct? The solution of life. In the question, I took up an eyebrow upon myself. My mind was clear. I knew what I was doing. And I went to tell you to advocate myself, to observe the law. But again, I could not practice certain things. And I took upon myself the law, I took the law upon myself. And I, later I realized that the feeling of the law will be a hard for me. So I come before a problem or a dentist, and I ask for the solution of the letter. And those who ask you, do you know that such and such circumstances is the name? You have never taken the law to the law. And so far, for I'm a first question, each question is an answer, and the law is resolved. What right does the rabbinical address to be called about? It was taken by three men who had a clear understanding of the situation. He was anxious to serve and to fulfill the law. The place of development made it either impossible or hard for him to continue. Why is this solution granted in the absolute sense of the law? What kind of institution is a Torah today? Chazal say a Torah today in certain Torah is Bahia. There's no foundation, nevertheless, in the practice. What did I do by the way? The thing is about that master. I was agreeing that he's not a service, so what is an agreement into which both parties entered, and the conditions were met, not speaking, and we're not speaking about the like Levites, but I'm speaking about what I'm afraid, generally. Not speaking, and still, it's a smart set, not for the time. Then I'll give you a third case. The third case is figure, the sentence. Who is talking? Oh, the dialogue. Because, what? So, like if I'm living in faith, if I realize the need of the figure, in the state of ignorance, I understand. But they were committed to sin, committed to crime. Not because of ignorance, not because they were judgment and power. But people wanted to kill, they wanted to steal, they wanted to rob. And yet, it is the feeling that if they have to contrite heart, and if you feel it's contented to you, you may appear before the Almighty, and the Almighty will grant you atonement. And what is this atonement day? I say the power of the Almighty is not mine, but it's coming over there. Such consideration. But in three institutions, at Master, at the Rechidorim, and Suez, what is explanation? It's a common explanation for all of them. What is explanation? Is it for? Because the real I, the real personality, the center of the personality, who was not involved in either of those conductors. The son of the did not present, we are seen. The pragmatic individual, we speak of our truth, is decision based upon motives that they are not profit and loss. This is you told me to find that in it. The journey, they will make a lot of money. When the problem is to the power. So the sense of personality of man was not involved either in that master conductor, or in the media, or in the sea. Because you have to understand that the real identity of man is given, and sometimes unknown to him, to himself. The real genuine I did not participate in the argument. It remained above and beyond pragmatic man. He rebelled against his maker. Who is it? Who is the real I? The sovereign will. He hardly makes a mistake because he doesn't figure out his decisions in terms of practical law. Now, the whole Torah is a long, long, long story. And our commitment to that is total in both respects, in the respect of the unalterability of the Torah, as you regard it, says every morning among other articles of faith, and in army, the flavor of the news, the great Torah and the flavor of letters, that this Torah will not be replaced by any other Torah or philosophy or doctrine. We will proclaim solemnly every morning the unalterability and the persistence of the Torah. Correct? And then the Jew became the victim of a solemn Jew, has never asked the wise man. took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. And Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Two promises were made by Yahweh. One promise was made to Esau. What was the nature of the promise? He would possess the Mount of Seir. Another promise was made to Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob. Namely, they will possess the land of Canaan. How long did it take for the promise made to Esau to be fulfilled? It's a very short time. 20 days of moved out there, you know? You should know if you're not going to write it. When did he move out there? When did he take over out there? No one knows who he was. He was laughing, he was condemning the problem. And groaning his woman. So the pastor tells us how Jacob took his children and his cattle and everything he had. And he moved out and moved away from Canaan and took over and conquered the Mount of Seir. Then Jacob came back to Canaan, the promise made to Esau, he was already fulfilled. It took a very, very short time, just years. How long did it take for the promise made to Abraham to be fulfilled? Hundreds of years spent in bondage. Waiting the answer, as our Savior will resuscitate immediately. What about the promise you made to Jacob? To Jacob? To Jacob, the son of the other Israel. The system separating fulfillment from promise is almost a mutiny. Now history. And that's exactly what Rashi says, but the result of old Moses, to be Shmiya the Shemra in the title, wherever I was one of Israel for Yahweh the King Shagor, to Shmiya the Shemra in the title, King Shaddai symbolizes promise, Abaya symbolizes realization, fulfillment. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they received promises from you. God was a long road. Let the travel long road in order that the travel be fulfilled. And it's quite very characteristic. I need to call us Paris home. We will not. But God led the people about, He led the people about by the way. You know what I mean? Very strange word. He led the people about by the way of the wilderness, by the Red Sea. Jewish history should have not the shortest, but the longest. We move along this history. Our historical experience is of a dialectical nature. It consists of accomplishments and reverses. Of advance and retreat, of approach and withdrawal. Our history is led by God about the way, not straight along the way. The difference about the way and along the way. Our personal world in history is what by Yahweh says. You led us about, Master. This is the mysterious hook of Jewish. It's as mystifying as the hook of Torah to your client. Always by Yahweh says, he is very sad. He led them about by another way. Run us straight along the way. Why shouldn't King Shaddai try to kill Shaddai be separated from the violence? Why should there be a long to pass along? Why should there be a long, long time of expectation and waiting?
Well, why not conclude this on it immediately, the way God puts in the covenant may do so.
Our historical experience belongs into the realm of Kukon. Mystery, a people guided by the pragmatic rational will. The Jewish people are guided, have been guided throughout history by the rational will that would have never survived. All the people, we would have given up long ago. You know where? You know where? In Israel. The two education trying to get themselves with Egyptian society and the Israel. Because we are guided not by the pragmatic will, by the sovereign will. And the sovereign will, the sovereign will sometimes is very subtle. If he does not exist, we'll fight, help, and continue until the family. Only our special commitment, community commitment, to the historic people and the power of the sovereign will, the power to accept the power of sovereignty and the power of destiny. Proclaim every morning, the vision of what's faithful. Sparkle vision is no mayor. Even though the Messiah is slow in coming, then the regime is slow. But nevertheless, the holding shall happen in the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, I'm waiting, expecting him, waiting. I'll be waiting now for him. Is there a better solution that I have on the fire? Much better than speaking that story. Commitment to our dialectical destiny. And this awakening, Eric Ipsen said once, it's well said, the main characteristic of the Jewish people is their capacity for awakening, to wait. As a matter of fact, the deep awakening is portrayed in Pergim, so that he's waiting for Pergim to come. He said he was this, that he was inspired by the capacity for waiting of the Jewish people. We also know a story of waiting. Where is the story? Somebody waits for somebody with great patience, perseverance, and as people look in the guise of the trap, Shulamite is waiting for a friend. Shulamite is waiting for a friend. She doesn't trap at all. But she's waiting. It's exactly the thing. And this is the most unique picture of our relation. Love our teaching is Mamel. Nevertheless, in spite of that, the folder and happiness of the earth. And this subtle commitment to our dialectical destiny is symbolized in our Sahuka, a table, we call it a Kova Adimo, a diversity is symbolized. What is Hosea? Really, semantically, what is Hosea? Is not Hosea jumping? Is not Hosea leaping? Isn't Hosea skipping? In the world moving along curve and corner, not in any straight line. The chaos means to be slowed down at times, and at other times to come to a halt. Nevertheless, after today, to keep on, to keep moving ahead. This is what it's about. The Jewish involvement, the involvement in the royal midi summoned the chaos. The Chukas Poro, the Chukas Apepa. The Jewish Soto makes the double of the commitment. The Jew is the head, not the spirit. But the Jew is the head. The Jew Harris has a complete personality.
He's committed to two hooks. One hook off is determined his private life. The jury complies with law to which he is. He lives in a manner in which many times arouses and doubts what he lives.
Thank you.
enrollment in our destiny, our great destiny, with our paradoxical surrender. It is suddenly new. We told you, it's you. We need at the level of history. Hey, what are you telling me? What is the suddenly new world of the group? It's you at the level of history. Community to all the members. You will have all the way. All the superfaculty is the superfaculty. More significant greater, all the superfaculty is greater. The southern view, which requires that individual, is very familiar sight. In private summer, in government, in science, in government. By both levels, the sovereign will requires a heavenly will. This kind of heaven is not the future. This one is more important, more honest to the survival of the future. It is creeping a few times now. The both levels, the future summit without subjecting them to the Lord. In the silence of the practical world. However, the question is, which weapon to the Holy Supreme that is in project? What? Which weapon is the Supreme one? That is starting what things, that is starting with the summary of the starting of the today, or the privacy of the individual. And the answer of the question is, in our spiritual sense, who can stop it all? Yeah. First men must commit themselves properly to the work of the human being. You have to achieve this evolution in this day world. In the room, you can achieve it. And in a myriad of people. And so called triviality. There's got to be here in every situation. We are not in general knowledge nothing about evil methods. Everything is important. And in every occasion, in every occasion, no opinion. The Russian manual shows this man to the extra not at the power. Practical to the point, pragmatic and practical to the point that fear is deep. Pleasure hunting and power all over. Man, if you need a clean thing, a person, a clean. What is the matter when he's going to the first, if he's a professor, we speak about a volunteer, telling that he's out. You're taking the procedure, you have to wonder if he's in service. The death of the first one is first. But then another one, there's another type of person. Surgeon that man, man is a bull, man is unfree, man is sick.
These entities have a charisma, he says.
He sent it instead for an order, I would say. What are the two orders?
The four passes, according to the Psalm of the Holy Spirit, the one who is speaking from what book? From what book? From Esther. It is only to be represented by Hukal Pateta. It is only to be of this type of purpose. It is only to be carried the message to the Jews, who read historically what they hear. The spirit of history is God to commit himself. He is the one of the
What is mentioned? What is mentioned in the Smiley story?
It's the dialogue of this individual with private sender.
It is love God, love him. Sacrifice your life in order to sanctify his name, love and to keep thy children, to sound the tradition to divine this today. To be a giver, lead for a time, as a kind of practice. And that's what I'm going to find there. For a pastor, for a pastor, two pastors give us the message. Tell us the beautiful story of Kabbalah Film Office tonight. And that story, that drama, is the exit out of great dynamic in his private center. This is the news from the Quran. There is another news, then comes the next news. The news from Exodus, the news from the Quran. The name of the news from the Quran. This is the collective commitment of the Quran. This is the community commitment. The start of this commitment is concerned. I'm going to see that the world. And touch it, touch on yourself. And after this man, some fresh, rich neck, rich ones on the right side. On the right side, I'm too well of the church. No, sir. And who is represented on the left side of the well of the church? Because left is coming. No. Yeah, on the right side, you're wearing a smiley shirt. On the right side of man, right side is smiling for the royal.